Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
For a very long time,
yeah.
When we talked about the state of New York and people moving, it was about people moving away.
Oh, yeah.
But the numbers in front of us are suggesting that things are starting to turn.
Wow.
And one more time for all the Neil Diamond fans out there. On the boats and on the trains, they're moving into Rochester. It's pretty damn good.
That is great.
For a Neil.
Yeah.
And with these numbers, we get a glimpse into which states are sending the most people.
Oh, so who's bailing on their home state?
For us. For us, Tommy.
That's insane.
You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF. Tommy?
Yeah, buddy.
Last year, 130,000 people moved into the state of New York.
They're kidding me.
And
that's huge.
And 100,000 of them moved to Irondequoit.
Unreal.
Yeah, pretty crazy.
So that's why the town's full.
Okay. We have in front of us the states that moved the most people into the state of New York.
And I'll be shocked.
You got it. All right, so here's the thing.
These aren't people that were from here originally, moved somewhere else, and came back.
Could be.
Oh, okay.
Could be, but these are people that were
still impressed because the thing was everybody get out of here, whether in taxes.
You got it. So, Kimmy, they were established residents in other states. They have moved to New York, whether they're here.
We don't know what their background is.
Okay, so the state that moved the most people in is one that borders us. It's New Jersey, and that makes perfect sense.
Okay.
But the number two state with the most residents moving to New York, do you guys want to take a shot? The number two state in America.
Throw it out there.
Go ahead.
Florida.
Nah, not two, but we'll get to that. Kimmy, you want to take a shot?
Ohio?
No.
Kind of close.
California.
California. Oh.
Almost 35,000 people last year moved across the country from California
to New
York.
That's a major move. Like, completely different life.
100%. Almost 10% of the new residents in New York last year came from the state of California. Why?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense because they got the same issues that we have with the taxes.
You got it. It's not a political thing.
But it's expensive. We are both expensive states to live in.
I mean, you go upstate New York, the expense gets lower, where California's expensive everywhere you are.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. All right.
So it could be financial. But again, there's other states that border California where you don't have to go all the way across the country.
Oh, yeah. Some western states are beautiful, man.
Kimmy, you want to take a shot why so many people from California are moving to New York?
Is your mother from California?
Well, yeah, like her family. We have family out there, too. But I wonder if California, because they've had so many like extreme weather things, like wildfires, things like that I wonder if they're just moving out in general, and it just so happens that a lot of them are moving to New York.
Okay, that's not a bad theory, because if we talk about climate and natural disasters, I mean,
people lost their homes, start over. Let's just pick somewhere else to go.
And if you're going to pick somewhere, why not pick a place that has no natural disasters?
Okay.
I mean, our winters are harsh, but
you know they're coming.
Exactly. Right. You get prepared. No earthquakes, very few tornadoes, you know.
No mudslides.
No threat of a tsunami.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we only get smoke from fires in Canada. We don't get actual fires.
Mm.
So, I mean, I guess if you had, this traumatic experience of going through multiple natural disasters.
Trying to find a more relaxed place to live where you don't have to worry about those things.
Google the least disaster state in America, you're going to get New York, right?
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, Jermaine writes us immediately on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He says, as a teacher, a student of mine moved from California because of the fires, they moved to New York.
Yeah.
Nice and wet. were damp.
Your mother doesn't
live
here.
I do wonder, though.
Well, she was born here. Auburn girl.
Yeah, but it's so damp she slid all the way down to Florida. I can't do this one.
I wonder for, like, how many people stay and how many people are like, yeah, I can't do this 6 months of winter thing.
Okay, we're going to find out.
Yeah.
Okay, so as we go down the list here.
So Jersey's number one.
Jersey's one. California's two. There were other neighboring states like Massachusetts. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Number four was the one that you brought up.
Florida.
Yep. Over 20,000 Florida residents left the Sunshine State to move to New York last year. And I am curious to the point Kimmy brought up.
Yeah.
Are those lifelong Florida residents making a move to a new place? Or are those New Yorkers that moved to Florida thinking every day would be paradise only to find out it's not?
Yeah. I think it's that one.
Okay. Yeah.
Because I've known people that went down there thinking one thing. You know, Florida's super crowded now. Mm-hmm. It's got a bigger population than New York does. So, like, the traffic, it's just a lot.
It's not as laid back as they thought.
And it's full of just creepy crap. And I'm not just talking about the residents. Like, you got to deal with a lot of stuff down there that, like, when my parents moved down there, just didn't exist.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, there weren't pythons, saltwater crocodiles, and lizards abound, and there weren't a lot of people.
So you're saying adjusting life from New York to Florida?
You're living in the tropics. Okay. It's especially South Florida. It's a different world.
So my aunts did this a few years ago. They moved down probably, I would say they were down there for maybe 5-6 years, then moved back because they had like one hurricane scare. And that was enough for them to be like, yep, we don't want to do this anymore.
Oh, they didn't even get hit with the hurricane.
I think it was like kind of like they were on the outskirts. Okay. So, you know, nothing got destroyed, but it came close enough where they were like, that was really scary.
I mean, my brother lost his house to a hurricane and left.
So here's the thing, though. When it comes to folks from New York that moved down to Florida, and the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263, I was always under the assumption that those people had too much pride to come back. Because when somebody moves from New York to Florida, they don't just say goodbye and leave, right? There's 5 years. When I get a check, I can't wait. And then they get down there and they post on paradise every day on Facebook. Check it out. This is my backyard. Like, by coming back, you are admitting that you made a mistake and you look kind of stupid.
You're a failure.
Yeah.
You're,
but I also know people that have done that multiple times.
Okay. So if we look at the rest of the top 10, again, last year, 130,000 people from other states in America moved to New York. California was number two. Florida was number four for residents that moved into New York State. We go down this list. You ready?
It's got to be the Mid-Atlantic.
No.
Really?
Well, okay, a couple of them are. Virginia and North Carolina were in there.
All right.
Georgia's more south.
True.
That was 10. Texas was 7.
Oh.
Texas. Traditionally, again, Texas, Virginia, North Carolina, and Georgia, those are places in the last 30 years that people moved to from New York.
But they have brutal, brutal heat.
Okay.
The summers, especially like in Atlanta and that area, it's just so humid and just nasty.
You're not wrong. Now, here's the thing. I know there are people listening who may be thinking, sure, a few people are coming in, but there are more people leaving. And it turns out that's not the case either. When we say 130,000 people moved into New York, those are the residents we gained. So last year, 121,000 people left and over 250,000 people moved to New York State. And
so we're in the plus.
You got it. And I know that 121,000 people leaving the state of New York to move in another state, live in another state, sounds like a lot.
Yeah.
But that's actually the lowest number we've had in over 12 years.
Well, look at that. New York, it's paradise.
All right, so let's break this down. Because I know there are people hearing this that don't want to believe it. I know that they're going to go find this study, but here's what you did wrong. And that's fine. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. But with the information we have in front of us, I would theorize, and you know what a scientist I am.
Yeah.
One of three things are happening when it comes to people coming to New York or leaving New York and this changing.
Yeah.
One, all of the people that wanted to get out got out.
Okay.
So that slowed the number of people leaving down.
Mm.
Two, the folks that have always wanted to leave for the weather don't want to leave anymore because our winters are less harsh and the places you would go are getting far more hot.
Mm.
Three, New York is different enough today than it was 15, 20 years ago, where folks don't want to go live in other places anymore. And if you look at like economic stuff, jobs especially, I mean, look what Rochester is now compared to 20 years ago.
Yeah.
You can make that argument. Of those three, which one is it?
I would think the weather plays a big part in it, especially in the South, because they get so much of it, and it's pretty horrendous, like the hurricanes and the heat. I think that would turn a lot of people off long term. Like sitting in just unbearable heat for that long a time, it's just not fun.
Okay.
You don't go outside. Like my brother, you know, he's been living down there since he was 18 years old, right? They don't go outside most of the time. And they live in Florida on the water, and they go, it's too hot.
Too hot for the water.
Too hot. Because, you know, he's 79. He doesn't want to sit in the humidity.
Sure, sure. All right, Kimmy, of those three, everyone that wanted to leave got out. The winters aren't as bad. It's too hot in the other places now. Or New York is so different than it was 20 years ago that people don't want to leave. Which one do you think it is?
I mean, my immediate thought goes to, like, the weather and just being comfortable.
So it's all weather. It's always weather what determines where people want to live.
I think people my age, yeah.
Okay.
I think that's why they initially start to move around, yeah.
Okay.
But, like, somebody, let's say you moved to Florida because you want to get out, you want to enjoy yourself.
Yeah, you know me, Mr. Florida.
But let's say that was your point. Like, your wife wanted to do that and the kids and all that. You'd never go to the beach. You would live, let's say, 10 to 15 miles from the beach. Mm-hmm. And with your schedule, your wife's schedule, and your kids' schedule, that Florida lifestyle, you'd be doing the same thing here.
You're right.
You would be getting home at 7 o'clock at night, eating, going to work, and going, like, you might as well be doing this in Siberia.
Okay. All right. Oh, that's another interesting theory.
Siberia?
No, you idiot.
I hear the land's cheap.
We've all gotten so busy that it doesn't matter where you live.
Yeah.
That you're not going to have fun anywhere you are.
Like, I can't think the last time my brother, who's lived down there forever, has walked on the beach. I bet you he hasn't been to the beach, like legitimately going to the beach or doing anything near that stuff in 20 years.
Okay, you know what's funny about this? And I get it. And
that's that lifestyle they sell you, right?
Sure. And I appreciate the information and everything you're saying is true.
Like you're going to paddleboard around crocodiles.
But like, it is funny hearing you be like, guys, even my brother, he's got it so hard. He's got a couple of million-dollar homes and
he doesn't
even get to walk on the beach.
He doesn't.
Oh, for only 10 cents a day.
You could help him get to the beach. Maybe give him a sandwich.
252 WCMF. Last year, the state of New York gained 130,000 residents. Over 250,000 people moved in from states in other parts of the U.S. We lost 121,000, which again,
good.
Sounds like a lot.
Let him go.
And it is a lot.
Loses.
But it's the lowest number we've had in over 12 years. Something is changing. We're trying to figure out what. Again, the states with the most people moving in, Jersey was one, California was two, Florida was four, Texas, Virginia, North Carolina, and Georgia all in the top 10. Let's talk to Alex. Hey, Alex, you're on CMF. What's up?
Good morning. One of the things that I didn't realize, but because I have a coworker who had a vacation home in Florida.
I have friends at work.
Abandoned Florida is the home insurance rates. You're paying almost an equivalent of a mortgage in your home insurance rate in Florida.
Is that high?
Yeah, it's true.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yes. Like, there's been, like, three major insurance brands that have completely pulled out of Florida. Insurance rates in New Jersey for home insurance, renters insurance, health insurance are all sky high. So a lot of the places that are seeing people leaving, it's because, yeah, the initial cost of moving isn't that high. The cost of, like, your everydays aren't that high. But when you want to have any sort of protection against anything, you're paying buku bucks.
Buku, that's French bucks, Tommy.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh la la.
Oui.
Yeah, that too.
Okay, great. All right, so Alex, you said your buddy abandoned their vacation home in Florida?
No, they sold it.
Oh, they sold it. Okay, sure. Well, same thing.
Right, abandoned thanks. Florida.
Alex, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Hambone writes us on
what's
Instagram.
What's he saying?
Duffy and WCMF, the easiest way to get us. How many of these new residents were refugees, he asks? I mean, they established residency in another state and then moved here. I don't know how you would do that as a refugee. I don't know.
I don't know how that works. Okay.
So I am always curious about the culture shock moving to New York. From places like North Carolina, Georgia, Texas, California. Because like Florida is pretty much New York light at this point.
Yeah,
right?
Pretty much, yeah.
But like when it comes to these other more traditional, people were born and raised in these places, right? Life here is a lot faster. Even in Rochester.
We talk faster.
Yep. Mm. We're shorter with people. Mm-hmm. We're shorter as humans. We're more blunt.
We're rude.
Well, I would say blunt, not rude. Rude is different.
Blunt and rude is the same thing.
No.
Well, you're going to say that guy's blunt.
Shut up!
But
we're definitely not
I'm not even acknowledging you as a person.
I would guess, like, overall, we're not as, like, smiley, as willing to, like, greet a stranger. You know what I mean? Like, that southern, I guess, politeness you get.
We're
you're not
going
to get up here.
No, but here's the thing, man. I hate that argument about the southern politeness, because here's the difference between northern and southern. Right. And if you think I'm wrong, because we've both experienced this, tell me where I'm wrong. Down south, they will be polite to your face and dicks behind your back.
Yeah.
Up here, we ain't got the time of day.
But that's my point. You're not going to get that initial interaction. Okay. I understand what you're saying in a deeper level. But, you know, when you're used to, like, being greeted by a friendly face everywhere you go.
We don't smile. We don't say hello.
And then you don't get that anymore. That
people
could
cut
be
you
little,
off constantly.
That could be a change.
But it's all BS.
We're bullies.
But the people that live in the South know that the friendly facade is just a facade. They know deep.
But it's part of their culture.
Yeah.
It's just their way.
There's a southern politeness to it, to your point. But yeah, it's a sham.
It's fake. It's all fake. Everybody talks crap about it behind everybody's back. And we do the same thing, but we let you know we're doing it. Mm-hmm. And I would argue that in New York, if you need serious help, right? Like, look, I'm not going to greet you every day with a 10-minute story and a smile, but I'm here to help you. I will help you if you need it.
Okay.
Where down South, they're like, oh, bless your heart. I'm going to go to church right now and try and fix that for you. No, what are you? Okay.
I won't pray on it.
Exactly. Thank you. Right? Like, if when you get picked up from a world like Georgia, North Carolina, Texas, California, wherever you're living in that place, and you are plopped down in the greater Rochester area, how long does it take for you to adjust to that new life?
It probably takes a while.
Do people that move here from these places, the more traditional slow life places, and I don't mean that in a negative way, I mean, are we an acquired taste?
Well, so what?
You moved here.
I moved here, but I was.
I love this guy. Yeah, I was like New York the whole time, man. I spent my whole life in Florida, but I was like New York.
I was Tommy Manhattan.
You left Jersey at 7.
Yes, I did.
And you're gonna say, yeah, man, but it was like in me, man. You know.
No, you remember when I had that fiance from Kentucky?
Yes.
And I brought her up here.
Yes.
And she was like shocked, like, because she was born in Lexington, Kentucky. Southern and very like prim proper, and she was like, everybody's first thing she goes, everybody's got tattoos up here, and they talk fast, and they're like, she was shocked at how many men up here had beards.
In her defense, think of the show you were on at the time.
I understand
the guy owned a piece of a tattoo shop
and
a beard shop
and a motorcycle, but like she was shocked. Yeah, she was like completely shocked, like, because like she had been to like to the Midwest, like Chicago, which is more it's a Midwestern town. We're Northeast.
Yeah.
And we're just, we're just grittier.
Oh, that's a perfect way to put it.
You know?
Yeah.
It's not always pretty around here.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I mean, he's right.
Not
compared
like,
to other places.
Not like Kentucky.
Kentucky is a beautiful country.
Really? Look around the people that live there. I know.
Don't look at their teeth.
It does feel like another country.
I know what he's saying.
It's a beautiful country. I mean, the countryside. You know what I mean? Southern folk.
The quaintness.
I mean, you know, we got
they're not even really Southern, too. Like, that's someone who kills you about Kentucky. Like, you don't have to talk like that. You're right here.
Well.
You're right here.
Yeah, but they've always been them.
You're touching Ohio.
They
haven't, though.
A lot of touching in Kentucky.
They picked the right side, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
Bill writes us on Instagram, again, 130,000 people. We gained 130,000 residents in the state of New York last year. We lost 121,000, but that's the lowest we've had loss since in over 12 years. The top states of people that moved out, moving into New York. California was 2, Florida was 4. In the top 10, Texas, Virginia, North Carolina, and Georgia also in there. Traditionally, places that people from New York were moving to. Bill writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF, easiest way to get us. Sounds like Bill lives in Florida.
Oh.
He says, as much as I hate to admit it, Tommy is right. I feel that. He says, I moved down to New Smyrna Beach 8 years ago. I live 8 miles from the beach. Maybe get there once a month because of my schedule. Insurance is also a bear. The summer here is like winter in New York with the opposite temperatures, but you don't have to shovel the sun.
Yeah.
All right.
But you do sit in a lot of traffic.
All right, Bill, I asked this question. Why don't you come back then?
He's probably locked in.
Okay. Well,
that's the problem.
All right. Fair enough.
You know, how do you uproot yourself? Because you know moving sucks. Moving sucks even worse when you're going to do it 1,800 miles away.
Yeah, but if there's one thing I'd be, I guess, I hate moving. If there's one move I'd be okay with, it's to go home to friendly faces.
Okay.
Something that I know.
Right.
You know, a Wegmans available down the street. A sports team.
Ooh, Wegmans.
A sports team I can watch on TV every weekend. Mm. I mean, you know, it's those little things that really make you miss home.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
Like when we traveled, like, you know, something as simple as having to go to a bar to watch a Bills game sucks. It sucks.
Yeah.
You mean like finding one?
Yes. Yeah, like when I was on the road doing comedy, right? Like I would have to go to a bar to watch the Bills on TV because it was during the drought. And I'm the only Bills fan in the bar. And you lose that sense of community with everything like that.
Mm.
It's all about community, Pat.
Yeah, I mean,
But the people.
It is about the people.
Be tight.
I will say, though, I do know people that have moved and kind of found like a new sense of that. Like, for instance, like I knew people that moved to Austin.
Okay.
And they kind of like embraced the... University of Texas football team and stuff. Like, they kind of, like, really enjoy going out and doing that now. Like, they're new fans, I guess. But, like, you know, they found something down there that they can look forward to every week.
Okay, and yeah, look, there are people in this world that when you put them in a situation, they just find a way to make it work.
Yeah.
They're very, you know, outgoing and friendly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's the word I was looking for. I cannot adapt enough to find that word in my brain. Let me ask you guys one more question.
What's that?
Before we move on. I'm going to start with Kimmy over here.
Go ahead.
Kimmy.
Yeah.
Shut up.
I'm listening. Great back and forth with you two.
Are you welcoming or suspicious of someone that moves here from halfway across the country? Like, if you found out your neighbor was from Texas, do you go, oh, that's cool? Or is your first thought, the hell are you doing here?
Well, I do wonder, like, what brought them up here. Like, if it's not for work and it's not for, like, family. Like, if you have no connection to the area, I do always wonder, like, you picked here? And, like, I understand, like, living here, why I like it here, but I just, from an outsider's perspective, I don't get what would bring you here randomly, you know?
Tommy?
Yeah, buddy.
Are you welcoming or suspicious?
Oh, if I see somebody moving here from, like, across country?
Yeah.
You effed up big time.
What are you talking about?
Boy.
Oh, you think they're running
for
something?
Boy, I don't know what you did to get your ass 3,000 miles over here, but you left something horrible over there.
But of all of the places they could have run to, why would they run here?
I don't know.
You're an idiot.
But I guarantee it, it's a bad story.
Oh, that's a guarantee.
That's a guarantee the boy effed up.
Tommy Mueller guarantee.
Yeah. He left some, he either is running from his kids, his wife.
Oh, he's a single guy.
I
was picturing like a family or
family's
couple.
Even worse, man. Like, you're dragging the whole family down with you. But I usually put that on the husband.
You know, it's got to be suspicious for most people. I mean, we're suspicious of people that move from the other side of the river, let alone the other side of the country.
Well, it wouldn't be as suspicious if I lived in, like, a bigger city. Like, I understand, like, where you want to come and experience something new. It's like, but here, how did you even hear about Rochester?
Yeah, no connection,
period.
And you're here.
Yeah.
Man, Kimmy, you should be working for the Rochester Chamber of Commerce. Why here? Rochester! Why here?
Why?
Why? What are you doing?
What are we doing?
Most people probably couldn't point to it on a map.
What's the one that says Rochester?
I know. I understand.
Okay. Most people, when you talk about Rochester, they think we're right outside of New York.
Like, they think New York City.
No, they think New Rochelle.
Understood.
Yeah.
I mean, I wonder how...
Yeah, I live in Rye.
Well, there is that great moment in the Four Falls of Buffalo where Thurman Thomas
thought...
You go ahead. I'm sorry. You saw it.
Thought he was going to New York City. Because where's all the big buildings? Oh, they're 300 miles that way.
All right, so we'll finish with this.
Yeah.
Sabi, I think is her name.
She writes, Sabi?
Sabi, S-A-B-I. She writes us on Instagram. She says, I moved here because of love. My boyfriend turned into my fiance. We are getting married September 19th of 2026.
You moved here for a set of balls, lady. There's balls all over this country, honey.
Put that
You
on
didn't
a-
need no New Rochelle testicles.
Put that on a t-shirt. Sell at the Rock Show.
I moved here for the sack.
That's not what I meant. There's balls all over this country.
You know there is.
Let's take a break.
Southern balls better.
Gonna smell real bad.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom?
Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to streeteasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
There are circumstances in life that can make things so desperate, you'll consider crime as an option.
Hmm?
Issues with substance abuse, gambling, family debts, they make good people do dumb things.
Yeah.
But the folks we see get caught in those traps tend to be a little bit older. This story, although it's one we've seen before, feels, Tommy, a little bit different.
So what happened?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF, a Postal Service employee just east of us, facing serious punishment this morning after admitting stealing money from the U.S. government.
So he was like going into the envelopes?
Last week, no. Oh. He wasn't stealing from citizens.
Oh.
He admitted to stealing almost $77,000
from
the post office. And here's how he did it. Authorities say he would make up fake money orders and then pocket the money himself. I did not know you can get money orders at the post office.
What job did he have there?
Maybe he worked in the front of the house.
Yeah.
You get money orders at the post office?
I always got them from the bank.
I understand. I got them from Wegmans, but I didn't know.
Yeah,
that
right. Yeah, or like any store.
Yeah.
I was unaware that the...
And then he was cashing them.
He would make up fake money orders and pocket the money. They said he did it at two different post offices over a two-year period, and it led to the $77,000 they say he took. How can you go that long with that much money missing at two different places you were working and make it 2 years?
And where were you cashing them?
It's a good question.
Because you'd have to move, because that would be suspicious if you kept coming in every week with these checks.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Unless you went to another place that would cash the money order.
But I would think you'd even have to move that around a little bit. You know what I mean?
How do you cash a money order? I've only given money orders.
So I remember when I was on a road, but that was years ago, you would get money orders to pay something. You know what I mean? But because you had to literally have the cash on hand.
No. I remember taking cash and getting a money order. I'm saying I gave that money order to my landlord. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
I've never received a money order.
Me neither. I've only used them to pay bills.
Yeah. So do I go to the bank with that money order and then give
cash
me the
money? Out? Right.
Or do I go to the grocery store? Do I go to the post office? Maybe you can just deposit them in your bank.
Oh, you could do that. Maybe.
I know. I'm at 252 WCMF. How poor? How busted are we? I've given plenty of money orders.
Well, yeah.
Never kept any.
Never got a money order.
Never lucky enough.
So going back to the story here, because this crime was a post office crime, the punishment is serious. Despite the fact that he's already paid back the money he took, according to the story, he's still looking at 5 years in federal prison.
And he paid it all back?
He paid it all back already. I mean, look, when you're looking at sentencing, you find
that might look good on you. Yeah.
Okay, all right. So, up to this point, the story is pretty standard.
Yeah.
Worker finds a scam, allegedly embezzles money over a period of time. What makes this story different?
What do you think?
And we'll get to that in 1 second. Because now we have a money order answer, and it's going to bother me. Let's talk to a man we haven't heard from in a long time because his name is so stupid. I always remember when he calls. Hampton's on CMF. Hello, Hampton.
Good morning, gentlemen and ladies. A little bit on money orders to the post office. So post office money orders are recognized all throughout the United States.
They're not recognized. They're recognized.
They can be cashed at any post office. Or at a bank.
Oh, wait, I can get money at the post office for these checks.
you can. So if you write it wrong or something, or somebody didn't want it, you could take it back to that post office and get the money right there from them.
And nobody wanted this money order.
Right.
So I'd like it back, please. Okay, so
and
it's just...
also...
Go ahead, Hampton. I'm sorry.
That's okay. And they also sell international money orders, which are what they suggest you use when you buy stuff overseas. They suggest you get an international post office money order.
It looks just like any other money order, but it has a picture of the rapper Pitbull on it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is he international?
Mr. 305. Oh. Yeah. Hampton, thank you for all the money order information. Good to talk to you, buddy.
Hey, boys.
All right, there goes Hampton. Can we get him a radio that doesn't go up so loud? For God's sake.
What's happening there?
Okay, so far again with this story, you got a post office worker allegedly steals $77,000 over a two-year period working a money order scam. Mm. So far, pretty standard.
Yeah.
What makes this story different, Tommy?
What is that?
Normally, the folks busted for this are between the ages of like 35 and 65, right? All the embezzlement stories we talk about.
I think he's a postal worker, so he might be up there.
This guy, according to police, 26 years old.
Oh. Punk ass.
Which means.
Punk ass child.
He was 24 when he started doing it.
Right.
Okay.
Wow.
Tommy?
Bold.
Yeah, Kimmy, you ain't kidding.
Or just very unaware of the consequences.
So let's break this down. Mm. When you see older people popped. For opening an old country door. When you see older people pop for stealing from work,
yeah.
You personally, Tommy, like to make all kinds of excuses for them, right?
Yeah, you come up short.
Gambling, grandkids, addiction.
Health.
Yeah, all these
medical
things.
Bills.
Are you
my hot condition.
Are you willing to make those same exact excuses for a 26-year-old kid?
No, of course not, this jackass child.
Why?
He's an idiot child.
Older people are not idiots?
Idiots, but they got concerns.
Idiots with concerns?
Concerns.
It sounds like such a bad name for dads. Idiots with concerns?
This child is straight up idiot.
Okay.
Because you know he's just partying his ass off.
So you're saying, you're
he's
arguing.
Chasing tail.
You're arguing the younger person theft is more about greed.
Yeah. You know, he's got a million aftermarket products in his car. He's got a Crown air freshener. Front and back.
So he's a New York City cabbie?
Oh, yeah.
Kimmy?
Yeah.
Would you agree with Tommy that the younger the scammer, the more it's about greed?
Well, I just think it could be a kid who may be a little oblivious, discovered you could do this and thought, well, why? Almost why wouldn't everybody be doing this? This is way too easy.
But he's chasing fun.
I
hope he's chasing fun.
It's more just he doesn't realize the what's actually happening here and how easy it's going to be to get caught.
Okay. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's have a fun exercise here.
Okay.
All right? Everybody listening.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to think of a 24, 25, 26-year-old kid arrested for this crime. And I want you to think of every other embezzlement story we do where they're 40, 50, 60 years old.
Got it.
Right? Who do you look at as the worst criminal? Because I want you right now, Tommy, to put yourself in the shoes of a 24, 25, 26-year-old kid. There is literally no difference what you would spend that stolen money on at 25 than what you would spend that stolen money on right now.
Me?
Yes.
Well, some things I've aged out of.
For example?
Fun. I mean, I don't have the same fun I did as a kid.
You would spend it on booze.
Yeah.
You would spend it on trips.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You would spend it on stupid stuff you don't need to buy.
Like socks.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, you're right. The items are different, but the overall grand scheme of things, alcohol, pointless purchases, and trips.
All right, so the poison wouldn't change.
Yes. I mean, it wouldn't. The items may change, but what you're doing it for would not change. There is no difference.
All right, adjusted for age, yes.
And you're right. Look, I agree with you that desperate people do desperate things, but we've also seen a lot of stories locally. People who stole cash up in ages that spend it on vacations and gifts and trips to the casino.
Yeah.
And I guess the older one, I struggle to understand because we've talked about people have had those jobs for years and they have a solid salary and setup and why would you risk that all?
Agreed.
Later in your career when you have more to lose?
Yes.
I guess.
I think Kimmy brings up a great point and I want to touch on that more in a second. We got folks waiting on hold, 252-WCMF. We're talking about this 26-year-old guy, according to police, for 2 years. He allegedly stole
$77,000
in a money order scam while working for the post office. He's facing 5 years in prison despite the fact that he's already paid back the $77,000. Joe's on CMF. Hey, Joe, how are you, buddy?
Duffy, if I had that money, I'd buy season tickets to the new Highmark. Go Bills.
You're still $10,000 short.
Exactly. Hey, listen, so I kind of know about this situation a little bit. My question would be, at every night, they have to count that money. And if a debt buddy's not on, how many days is it going to go before someone raises a red flag?
2 years.
Well, yeah, but that's what I'm asking, Tommy. Was someone else involved?
Oh.
You can't. There's no way you can go 2 years. So that money leaves that post office, goes to it. Let's just call it a general lockbox.
This is Postal Joe.
It's counted every night. So they're going to see that money's short.
Okay, I mean, so... All right, go ahead, Joe. I'm sorry.
The cover-up goes deeper, Patrick.
It's going to raise a red flag at the secondary place. So I don't understand how 2 years it went that far.
He doesn't understand.
I'm with you, but please say this is what happened. And the guy, he pleaded guilty and paid the money back, so...
Well, I mean, I'm just talking to you, you know, as someone who's, intimate with the situation, if you will.
Yeah, he's been having sex with those boxes.
I don't get it how it could go so long, man. You're accountable for every dollar every night.
No, but I mean, Joe, to your point, we have this, the same thought crosses with all of these stories. Like, you have these town governments that have multiple people looking at books where that money goes missing. Kimmy, there was that story of that former fire chief east of us who stole over $100,000.
Yeah, in a town we never heard of.
Exactly, right? Like... I mean, how about that? Oh, by the way, Joe, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
Yeah, take out.
Go Bills. Okay.
Well,
real quick, I don't want to lose this. I'm sorry. Last week, we told you a story about the town of, we called it Throop.
Yeah.
It's outside of Auburn.
Never heard of it.
Okay, so their town supervisor, at least their former town supervisor, stole like $36,000 plus another $11,000. And the town is, allegedly, they're suing him to get that money back. The guy who runs... Throop, turns out it's called Troop.
Oh, Troop.
Wrote us on Instagram. I'm trying to find the message now. It's way down. It said, thank you for shining a light on this town, and we appreciate Troop. It. But he only wrote me, I think.
Oh,
here we go. Eric writes, as the current town supervisor of, the pronunciation is Troop, I want to say thank you for bringing a little attention to our little town. But my point I'm getting at, that whole town was ripped off for maybe $50,000.
And nobody was watching.
You got it. It happens.
Yeah.
Okay. Go.
Well, to Joe's point, though, when he said that he basically said that, like, maybe other people were involved or alluded to that because, like, how could it go unnoticed? I always – is it bad that when I see a younger person doing something as bold as this, I do assume that, like, that habit was – because you pick up all your bad habits or you learn those things from the people who train you, the older people at work.
Yeah.
Like, maybe the people above you didn't do it to that extent, but, you know, you were shown some things that weren't above board and maybe you took it a little too far. Like, that's what I always assume when I see a younger person because I don't automatically assume they would be that bold on their own.
Okay. I get that take.
Like, yeah. All the bad habits I've ever learned at a job were always from the people who've had that job the longest.
Yeah, you're only as good as your coworkers.
Yeah, Kimmy's been hiding bottles of Jameson in the plant behind
Tom. Where?
I know it's funny.
What?
Like, this whole idea, as we started this conversation, of you judging a 26-year-old harder than you would a 50-year-old for embezzlement, right? I get that as a 24 to 26-year-old person. You are grown ass, and you should know better.
Mm-hmm.
But I would also argue that at that age, it's much easier to fall into peer pressure, to Kimmy's point she just made. It's a lot easier to underestimate the punishment we'll be facing.
Not thinking it through.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's also a lot easier to think you're smarter than the people you're ripping off. I would argue that makes this crime less... what's the word I'm looking
heinous?
For? Heinous? It's not stealing money from the post office. It's not a heinous crime. Heinous involves like bodies and injury and people sad for their loved ones. Money from the government.
All right, bad. Bad
person. Less bad, yes.
Less bad.
Less bad. I would make that, I would say this 26-year-old is less of a criminal embezzling 77 grand.
So if I do it, I'm more badder.
Yes, because you don't have the peer pressure. You know the punishment you'd be facing. You know you're not smarter than the people you're ripping off, yet you still chose to do it.
Yeah.
That's a dumber crime, in my opinion.
So the older man is the dumber man.
I think so.
Okay.
Or woman. I mean, you know.
Oh, yeah, ladies being doing dumb stuff, too.
I'm saying, with most
even
of the
old bags.
I think about women. You know, they're invisible, and that's why I always have somebody. Even the old bags.
The old haggy baggies.
I want to finish it up with Troy, because he does bring up a good point. We see this happen in the stories all the time.
What's that?
Troy writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF, the easiest way to get us. If this guy stole $77,000 and he had enough money to pay it back, what was the point of stealing it if you already had it? So I'm guessing he didn't already have it. Found a way to get it. Maybe mom and dad.
Yeah.
Taking out a loan, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But he is right. Like, a lot, you have to pay restitution.
Yeah.
You get caught, you're not only facing punishment, you're behind further financially than you were in the first place. And it's probably going to happen.
Yeah, you're in the tank.
So, don't steal.
Okay, there you go.
Like, you know, take the ethical part out of it. just so you don't end up behind again. Is your lesson for the break.
All right.
Let's take a break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's a celebration on the West Side.
Well, what's going on?
After over 2 years of having to wait with, like, no answers the entire time,
yeah,
things are back to normal.
Wow.
That is, if what you've been doing for the 2 years isn't now going to be your normal moving forward.
Gotcha.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Celebrations in Ogden.
Ogden.
The Gillette Road Bridge has reopened after being closed for 2 years. When it was shut down by the State Department of Transportation.
Ah, the old gray ladies back to standard.
So we talked about this like 6 weeks ago.
Yeah.
The bridge which crosses the CSX Railroad was shut down in December of 2023 due to severe structural issues.
A little rough. They were wobbly.
Like, it's really nice. It's like, oh, hey, this bridge has been driving on.
No longer safe.
There
yeah.
you go. So it wasn't owned by the county, wasn't owned by the town, wasn't owned by the state. Therefore, nobody locally could do anything about it.
Yeah.
And CSX just... Who owns the bridge? The railroad company just didn't do anything about it.
Yeah.
So did I also see that the tracks underneath it weren't being used anymore or something?
Is that why they didn't care about it?
I thought that there was something that had to do with, like, it was like an abandoned section of railroad.
Okay.
I could be wrong, but I thought that's why they were ignoring it.
It would make sense. So whatever the reason,
yeah.
CSX just let this bridge sit and rot for 2 years, unusable. And when we talked about it 6 weeks ago, there was a big old kick up of dust from folks locally and statewide saying, CSX, do something.
Oh,
here.
Yeah.
They finally took care of it. The bridge has been fixed. It has been inspected, and it is now safe for motorists. So after 24 months, these people who live in Ogden finally get to use.
Can leave the house.
Yes. Well,
we're stuck.
One guy on the other side. Okay. So the folks that have been living in that area, maybe taking alternate routes to work, to the grocery store, to get the kids to school for the last 2 years, do you go right back to your old route right away?
I think I just stick with what I'm doing. It's like really inconvenient, but yeah, once you get into a groove, it's just kind of automatic.
So you, because you've been doing it for the last 2 years,
yeah.
Even if it was 10 minutes more each ride.
Well, maybe it'd have to be a lot. Because once I get stuck in a routine, I'm this is my new way.
Yeah. And you're probably used to like hitting those businesses along. Like you probably have found a different gas station that you could be going to. Yeah, I just think like your routine is so different now.
You got the timing down just perfect. Like you'd have to redo the timing on the new route again. Like, you know, like in the morning, like we have a time to a second, right?
Yeah.
Like I know when I hit this point and that point, I don't want to do that all over again.
Wait, both of you would stick to the longer route that you've done the last 2 years?
If it's not too much difference, it would have to be more than 10 minutes. Because I'm already in that routine now.
Yeah.
So like I, you know what I mean? I get up early, I do this, I do that.
Okay, and that way you and I are not the same. Yes, I'm regimented, but I need the most efficient way. It's the shortest way.
What you do?
Yes.
By the way, Mr. Efficiency.
Yes, I want the like
properly, less gas, less mileage on my car.
I don't get why you would cost yourself 10 minutes for no reason.
I'll tell you why. You're lazy. I'm a lazy man. I like to do it the lazy way.
No, but
proper lazy man.
The lazier man would want to get home sooner to be more lazy.
That's how lazy I am. I'm too lazy to even be more lazy. I'm super lazy.
It's lazeception. You have out-lazy lazy.
I am laissez-faire lazy.
That is the stupidest take you have ever had on this show.
Stick around, buddy. I'm just getting warmed up.
Full of stupid takes. I mean, Kimmy, you would take the extra 10 minutes just because you're used to driving past certain things.
Well, I just think, like, especially with us, and we're not on the road always when there's a lot of traffic or cars, like, my brain is just on autopilot.
Right.
I think it would take a while for me to go back to my old routine if I'm already just kind of used to this way. And like I said, like, maybe there's a convenience store that I now stop at on the way. Or, you know, there may be other things that you're doing differently aside from just taking a different route.
And there's, I don't know how many roll-throughs there are, because I like those in the morning
God, I can't wait till you either get T-boned or arrested.
You want me to get run over
based
on my lazy driving habits?
I don't want it to happen.
You just said, I hope get T-boned.
No, I said I can't wait.
I hope I pray to the Lord that Tommy dies and goes to hell.
Did not say die.
Because he got T-boned.
You will definitely burn in hell.
No, but like I know my roll-throughs, and I know where the cops are, I know what's going on.
Okay.
Like, I know the people. Like, you kind of see the same people, the same cars.
Same people?
You do. I see the same cars almost every day.
Okay. That's, what a...
It's called a comfort zone.
I want to be 10 minutes outside of... you have so much time on your hands, you don't even know what to do with it. If I got home 10 minutes earlier, that's 10 more minutes of the sad I got to think about. 252-WCMF, the CSX Railroad Bridge over, they call it the Gillette Road Bridge in Ogden, after being closed for 2 years because CSX, Hachiroku writes us, that it was essentially a bridge over nothing. They tore the tracks up in the mid-90s. CSX finally fixed it after the state, town, all got together. It was like, hey, fix this thing. Tommy and Kimmy are saying if they found a longer route, were forced to use a longer route for 2 years, they would not go back to their original route because they have nothing but time on their hands, apparently. Let's talk to Jay. Hey, Jay. How are you, buddy?
Morning, guys. So I used to live on Macedon, and we had a bridge that was shut down for about 10 years just because nobody got around to fixing it. And about a week after it was fixed, it was back to the way it used to be.
Well, okay. That can't – how?
Everybody heard about it, and it was just such a nice shortcut that everyone saw it as a way to shave, you know, 10 minutes off
their commute. Okay, wait a minute. You're telling me a bridge was out for 10 years. Mm. They fixed the bridge finally.
Yeah.
And so many people used it in a matter of a week, it went back to the way that it was.
No. It didn't break in 10 years. It was like the way it was for, like, before it went down.
Okay. All right. Jay, you know, you're a nice guy. Love talking to you. I call baloney on. I call this my baloney on this story, Jay. It's a baloney Jay story.
Look at the Canandaigua Road Bridge in Macedon.
Yeah, look at that one.
Maybe I will, Jay. Baloney
top bridges right there.
It's not apparently. Jay, great call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
I would also worry if what?
No,
if I
1 week back to normal, back the way it was. Let's
say this was a busier area, and I am somebody who has now found a different route, and I'm driving in rush hour every day. Is that bridge going to be busier
than the route that
I'm currently taking?
I don't want to
like waste a day figuring that out.
Okay,
and I don't want to have to regroove my life. Like, I like the grooves of my life the way I set them, so I want to stay in my groove.
Okay,
baby.
All right.
It's all about your groove.
Just, you know, how Tommy got his groove back?
Yes,
I would watch that movie. I wouldn't. I'm kidding. Unless it ends with you getting T-boned.
Well, I go to
Jamaica
and I find love.
By the way, did you see the real story there? It's based on a true story.
It is?
Turns out that the guy that she met, he was gay.
Wait.
He came out.
So how did she get her groove back?
Turns out she didn't. The sequel was called How Stella Gave Her Groove Back.
Or, ouch, this is painful.
So Dan writes us on Instagram, Duffy at WCMF, the easiest way to get us. You know, we're talking about bridges and things shutting down. There's still bridges and ramps and things that are shut down that have been shut down for months that aren't just, they're just getting not taken care of. Mm. Dan writes, one of my buddies from engineering school went to work for the DOT, Department of Transportation.
Yeah.
He had to shut down one of the first bridges he inspected. It was one by his house he'd been driving over for years. What the
It's like turning
hell?
Yourself in.
That would freak you the hell out,
yes,
right?
Yes, it was.
Hachiroku writes, Albion also got their canal bridge opened over the weekend after 3 years. Look at all that, man.
Hasn't, like, Brockport's been waiting forever for that bridge.
Don't bring that up to people in Brockport because they're going to flip the hell out.
Yeah, they still have need parts for it, right?
I don't know what that. Yeah, they said that it was like part of it.
Parts are in order.
I did get confirmation about the Macedon Bridge. Another woman called in said Jay was right.
Okay. Well, they're both.
He's exactly right.
How much bologna they eating out there in Macedon?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What we all miss the most is the food.
The Chinese food.
Any decent Chinese food or pizza. New York City pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza. There's no bagels.
Bagels.
Man, I miss some bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have 3 Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.